Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to have you here on this beautiful 12th day of July 2020. We're going to be looking at human nature. It is the protocol for everything in our world today. We live, move, and have our being based on human nature, I'm afraid. And that's why we find ourselves in so many difficult predicaments in this world. It isn't by the hand of what other people might say is God or nature or whatever. It is human nature that is the issue, and we're going to take a brief look at it here today on Aspire. Everybody's pointing their finger at, you know, why things are happening the way they are with the social unrest, the economy, the whole thing, the coronavirus. Do you realize we're being, so to speak, attacked from three areas? Our sociology is being attacked. Our health is being attacked, and our economy is being attacked. The three things that are the pillars of what Western civilization is all about, and they're all being attacked. And who did this attacking? That is an interesting question. The enemy is ourselves. It has nothing to do with other people. It is ourselves. We did this. We lived this way. We provoked all of this one way and another, both. So we're looking at humankind versus itself, actually. And that is something that most people can't fathom. Let's take a look at the word human nature before I get into the questions. The general psychological characteristics, feelings, and behaviors, traits, and humanity regarded as shared by all human beings. Well, that's the definition of it. I would agree with all of that. I would say it's the psychology and the characteristics, the feelings, the emotions, the behavior traits that we have, that we all share. We're all afraid to die. That's a big one. We're afraid to suffer. That's a big one. And no matter what, afraid to die, afraid to suffer, you know, whatever it is that we are up against, we all share in our humanity, and it forces us to think in certain ways, act in certain ways, and live in certain ways, and that is, can be very devastating to our life. So in the last month, I have received some interesting questions just regarding human nature. So what I did is I went into three different emails and pulled out the human nature thing, and made a program out of it, and I hope that you find that this serves you well. I just want to say something at the top of the program here. You're never going to overcome your human nature, nor are you going to change it. I had a student, well, I had a counselee, a young man. I like working with young people. I do. And I find them interesting. And a lot of them are pretty far gone. They have very set ways in their genetic nature as to what they believe in, what they think, what is possible, what is happening. They're very set in their ways. They skip over the matter of spiritual insight. They don't like that word. They don't like the word spiritual. They don't like the word religious. So they think spiritual and religious are the same. And so they shy away, jump over. They think that everything can be changed through human nature. And so this one young man I was working with, we were talking about and assessing all of the issues of human nature that he's going to be facing in the course of his lifetime. And he said, well, we'll just have to change human nature. And I said, but you can't. Human nature is human nature. You're not going to change the characteristics and the emotional of genetics and even the behavior traits of humankind. They're going to act and react the way they do in order to survive. And this long pause was in on the telephone, and he said, well, then what to do? It doesn't dawn on them at all that human nature can be transcended. I don't know what school has done to these people. I don't know if they get it from their family, the school system, or it's assumed. I believe it has to do with the pods they were born into. And they tend to look at everything based on their poddage, their group entrance into the world of Earth. And they just are all alike, every one of them. And when you bring up anything that would be an authentic solution, they really struggle with it. So let's go to this. Let's go to the first question that comes from Ty. Again, none of these people tell me where they live, so I can't tell you the diversity there. His question is, and I pulled this out of his email, is it human nature, to not care about others? Ty. Yes, it is. It is definitely in our DNA, our whole way of living, our manner of living is about me first, then others, maybe, just maybe. We're very clan-oriented, tribal-oriented. We had this when we were in the primitive days of our unfoldment, and we just lived off of the whole idea of survival of the fittest. So helping another person, well, that would be in contrast and probably, and it's still true to this day, against the nature of someone who is trying to survive in their own tribe or with their own tribe. You help someone else, that may mean that you don't get what you need because they got it first, or you can't trust them, yada-da-yada-da. Learning how to live with each other in a kind of cooperation is an interesting thing. But we just simply don't do it. And it is because of our Paleolithic mentality that we live in this world and of this world, and we fight first for ourselves. And then if there's anything left over for another person, well, maybe give that some consideration. But if you're understanding what I'm saying here, you understand how difficult it could be to trust another person. To care about other people, In this world, we care sociologically only out of guilt and shame. You know, civil rights, as it is called. And Dr. Martin Luther King fought for this. Gandhi fought for this. And it is a difficult war to wage because there will always be those people who just simply live by their gut alone, by their instincts alone. And they're not going to put up with the idea of being kind and caring for another person. It doesn't matter if a person looks like them or not, because in the bottom line, it's every man for himself in this world, and that's the way we live it. So, no, nothing, Ty, is going to change. Something has to intervene in there. Something has to become apparent to a person. And what is that something that must be apparent? It has to do with love. It has to do with a higher nature. And it's very difficult for people to ever consider that. And I'll tell you why. Because it means to them that they have to move beyond their emotionality, their genetic disposition and emotionality. They have to move beyond it. They have to get beyond the ideas and ideals of an emotionality that is very, very difficult to overcome, because it is in its inception very old, ancient. It has to do with our ancestry, how they fought for their right to survive, and that whole thing. It makes us born contrary. And when we're born contrary or we're born fighting to survive, then human nature takes on a different persona, a different attitude, a different way of life. And it usually is not very good, honestly, not for the planet, but this is the way it is. I can't change it. You can't change it. The whole idea is you can't change your human nature. It's going to remain very primitive. It's going to remain selfish. And when we tap into it and then try to logify it with logic and reasoning, saying, well, here's the reason why, because it's just, do you remember the Vietnam War? Do you remember that at all? It's kind of been erased from the memory of people. But Johnson said, you know, that it was the domino theory. If this country went down, others would go down. And that's why he said we would go into the Vietnam skirmish or war. And that wasn't true. None of it's true. Politicians lie. That's all they do for their own agenda. And they're supporting the capitalistic system, which is based on corporations now, and it gets ugly. You got to understand, and I'm not being political. I'm just sociologically pulling this together for you so you can see it. So Ty, it would be basically impossible, basically, to try in any way to change human nature. And to care about other people is not about human nature. I can feel sorry for someone. I can feel sympathetic for them. But how far will I go to help them? Anybody who needs help in this society is unconsciously infected with the idea that they're the enemy. And if they can't fend for themselves, why should I help them and then make it more difficult for myself? That's all going on in the background. So for the majority of people that live on this planet who simply do not have the compassion to understand the great beauty of helping another person, the significance of helping other people, to the point maybe even of our own demise, those people are very rare and far between in this world. There, I said it. Ooh. Those are the things that make supporting Aspire so very difficult. I can't get you on a bandwagon, you know, of human nature. I hope that helps you, Ty. And I know it's not the answer you'd hope for, but please forgive me. Namaste. And by the way, Ty, I enjoyed your email very much. That was sent back in November of last year. Okay, let's go to the next one. This is from William. He, again, doesn't tell me where he lives. I pulled this out of his email. My nature is to be jealous and unkind. What do you do with that? I just can't change it. William. William, you're right. You can't change it, and you won't change it because it can't be changed. You can bypass it. You can transcend it, but you're not going to change the initial impulse you have because it is genetic. It is about DNA. It is about survival. Anything linked to a person's survival, anything linked to their accommodation for gaining some kind of gratification for whatever, can never, ever be broken in people. I'm telling you this, after 50 years of being a teacher, you can't change anyone when their instinct to survive becomes more prevalent than their sympathy for another person. And that is very, very difficult for human beings to overcome. You look at people in this society and you think to yourself, well, this shouldn't be going on and that shouldn't be happening. What the hell? Well, that's the point. What the hell? The hell is the point. And we get on and on and on with going through all of these things because we don't mature. So the best thing you can do, William, is you need to bypass your instinct to be jealous and unkind. Now, to bypass that takes a great deal of effort in your heart. You must transcend the human heart for the sake of the spiritual heart. You must. Now, I can't make you do that. There is nothing I can say or do to make you do that. I can't influence you. I can't rah-rah you. The trouble with authentic spiritual work is it is not contingent on emotionality. All other religions and philosophies and political stances are based in emotionality. But when you get to the authentic, the real spiritual authentic stuff, it bypasses emotion, human nature. And it makes it very difficult for the average person to ignore their emotionality. It makes it very difficult for them to believe even that by bypassing emotionality and the fears of it and the instinct of it all, that something good can come out of that. People are afraid they're out of control. And we've been in control for many, many years, have we not? Many centuries. Look what that has done. We have been in control. We're in control now. We're the ones that brought on this virus. We're the ones that have propagated the difficulty in the economy. We're the ones that have set forth the racial disorder. We have done this. You want to be in control? You think that we're capable of it? Most people do. They just don't get it. They don't want to get it. Well, I got to be in control. I want this thing to turn out the way I want it to turn out. Well, it has turned out the way you wanted it to turn out. Maybe not specifically, but in many ways, yes. There is a price to pay for wanting control over our life the way we do. There is a price to pay. And we're paying it now. And nobody really wants to see it. Nobody wants to acknowledge it. Nobody wants to be aware of it. They just don't care because they think, well, it won't affect me. Everything that happens on this planet affects me, affects you. Everything. There isn't one single little tittle or jaunt or move or bump that you and I don't feel one way or another. We just don't understand what we're feeling. And sometimes we can't feel it because we're so numbed out on drugs, alcohol, politics, religion, gratifications of all sorts. We just can't feel it. But it's there and it's happening. And that whole mess just goes on and on and on. So you ask me, my nature is to be jealous and unkind. What to do? The same thing I said to Ty. You have to transcend it. You have to bypass it. You have got to be true to the authentic. And you can't find the authentic just because you want to find it. You and I have to be very clear, meditative. You have to be meditative, not ambunctious and rebellious. The real rebel rebels against their body, their emotionality, not against other people. The real rebel is the one who realizes who the real enemy is, and it is in our bodies, the intent to live by instinct. You have to bypass instinct. Your intent must be to transcend, to recognize every given situation in the light of an attitude of love, of compassion. And if you don't have that, which 99% of the planet does, and you're not going to see what the true motive of yourself is and the populace in general. You're being manipulated at every turn. You can't look at your phone. You can't open up your computer and go on the internet without being manipulated one way or another. They're constantly after you to buy this, get that, think that. It's a constant, and it isn't going to go away because even if you turned off your computer, you're going to be a product of this Western culture and society. And it is not a happy one. It is not a good one. And it goes all over the world. Other countries are the same way. There is no perfect country. So don't go there. Everybody is suffering because of the lack of interest in love. We refuse to recognize the meaning of love in our life. We just refuse to do it. And we think we know what love is. There is an old saying in Zen, William, and I offer this to you, only don't know. And if you can live in the only don't know mentality, you will find love. Love coming, the gap, the pause, the spaces between your thoughts. A beautiful thing will start to happen, and you will no longer use logic and reason to try to manipulate your way into what you believe should or should not happen. Speaking to the wind, please forgive me. Namaste. People don't get it. You know, if you really listen to the teachings of the Buddha or Jesus or Lhasa or any enlightened master for that matter, they do not plea with you through human nature to accept their teachings of love. You either get it or you don't. You've either had enough or you haven't had enough. And evidently, we in this Western society have not had enough. It's just really sad. Okay, last question. This is from John. Again, nobody tells me. My human nature hurts. My human nature makes me do hurtful things. I see it. My human nature believes in right and wrong, good and bad. How do we know if we're doing anything right? John. John, it isn't a matter of right. Now, I'm going to say something very controversial, and hopefully you'll get it. We do whatever we do, knowing we're going to die with it. Knowing that we're going to die with whatever we've done. And the consequences of our life are based in what we do. And if I'm willing to die physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, the whole thing, for the sake of whatever it is I am doing, that will be my next life. That will be my karma. You've got to have the intent that whatever it is you're doing, you're willing to die in and die of. Not for, of. And if you are willing to do that, you have had a very transcending and beautiful life. You will move on in this universe in one way or another in very interesting ways. But if you are the type of person who will believe that you are dying for something, for the sake of the glory of whatever, and people have the oddest ideas about these things, in my opinion, then you will miss, and nothing will make sense to you because you'll just die in a repetitive pattern of living for the world, by the world, and in the world. And there is nothing more ridiculous than living in that manner. We miss our whole entire life this way. The only thing worth living and dying with is love, total love. Total love. And to be in that totality, a lot of forgiveness, mercy, and compassion must be lived in this world. And if I am not interested in that mercy, love, and compassion, then I will miss the substantial sense of what it is to be authentic in this world. And I will just repeat over and over and over again, it is not a punishment. It really isn't. It is a consequence that I make for myself. And you can see what living in a world such as ours is as a consequence of ignoring love. Thank you, Mike, for your beautiful question. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Well, there you are. Another weekend done. Hope it was helpful. I'll see you next week and have a beautiful, beautiful rest of the weekend. And please forgive me, won't you? Huh? Namaste.